Okay, so again, we're picking up with this Tosfos that we started last week. Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Dibur Maaseh HaTecheles, about 11 lines down in the wide lines. V'tzarech lomar, the kol zeh yesh b'mashma'us gedilim.
Excuse me, what is mashma'ut? What does that mean?
The
implication.
It's implied in the lashon. The lashon gedilim. The word gedilim, the definition, includes this idea. What the kol zeh yesh b'mashma'us gedilim? Within the definition, within the overarching definition of the word gedilim, it includes the possibility of making a krach of 8 strings, 4 of lavan and 4 of tcheles, meaning 16 roshei chutim. Right, that's all included in gedilim. The e of it tcheles v'lavan. If you're going to do a regular krach, traditional krach, what are you going to have? 2 lavan, 2 tcheles. Tcheles v'lavan bein shnehem dal chutin gedilim karina bein. The oven be called chad v'chad gedilim, and if you're going to make from each min gedilim, kigon dal chutin lavon v'dal chutin tcheles gedilim nami karina bay v'lav mosifu. Aval I rami tfei. If you can go beyond that, mosifu v'goreya v'garua v'garuva omehu. So it's called a mosif goreya. So what's he saying? He's saying if you'll make 4 Tchelas and 4 Lavan, culminating in 16 Rosh Hashanah, that's not Mosif. Why? Because it's included in Gedilim. Why is it included in Gedilim? Because if you'll make Gedilim in the traditional way, when you have 2 Lavan and 2 Tchelas, so you're going to have how many? You're going to have 8 strings altogether. So over here, you'll have 8 of each min. That's also included in Gedilim. There's two ways, basically, what Tosa is saying is to darshan up the word Gedilim. You could have Gedilim in one krach, where it's Lavan and Techeles together, or you could have Gedilim as separate minim, and therefore, to do it in this way, fully separated, that's not Mosif. So we try to explain, give a little bit of a hesber into what Tosos meant last week. Maybe we could try to do a little bit of a better job tonight. So what do you think? What do you think he's saying? Again, I think it's important to focus on the fact that he's specifically talking about the mashmos of the Lashon. He's talking about the Torah's language, Gedilim. The Torah says you have to use Gedilim. What's he saying? Well, there's two ways to learn Gedilim. Does Gedilim mean 4 Lavan and 4 Tcheles, meaning 8 of each? Or does it mean no? Does it mean 2 Lavan and 2 Tcheles in one krach? And you'll have 8 total, 4 of each. Right? If it's 2 of each, you end up with 4 of each. If it's 4 of each, you wind up with 8 of each. Right? So what's he saying? Now bear in mind, there are other Rishonim that said, no, it doesn't matter if you go on up beyond this number. As long as you don't add in anything foreign, you don't put in another min, then you're okay. So let's just focus in on Tosos. What perhaps is Tosos saying in terms of Baal Tosef? Why is this not Baal Tosef, and when does it become Baal Tosef? Remind everyone, I mean, we mentioned this last week as well, that according to some, if you take this approach, it means dafka when you have tchelas and lavan. You wouldn't be able to make 16 strings of lavan or 16 strings of Tcheles. This is specifically where you have the two, right? You can be Mosif on 4, meaning 2 and 2. You can be Mosif beyond 4 where you normally have 8. Yeah, that's only when you're going to have 4 of each. When you have Tcheles. When you can make 4 Lavan and 4 Tcheles, then you can do this. But where there's no Tcheles, let's say Bizman Azeh, you wanted to do this. You wouldn't be able to do this because you don't have the ability to add 4 of tchelas, meaning 8. 8 tchelas. That's specifically the Beis Yosef points out, that you're not allowed to be Mosif to Bizman Azeh on Dal Chutin Mavlovon. And if you did that, you're over Baal Tosef. And that's what the Mechaber Paskins. So they're understanding this shita as meaning only with the tchelas. Because what does he say? He says, when you have tchelas and lavans, so you'll have two of each and you'll make up together the krach of eight. So it's still possible to be called gedilim when you do it this way. Take those two minim and parse them out. See, linguistically, what he's saying is, and Heshi, I think you're right in saying that it's a numbers issue on some level, but he's saying it like this. We have a term called gedilim. What does gedilim mean? The Gemara says, gedilim means two, gedilim means four. Now, four can mean one of two things. Four can mean total. What do you mean? Four only means one thing, isn't it? Right. So what does it mean? Four can mean two things. Well, in the context of a tchelas and lavan environment, four can mean two things. He's saying four can either mean four, 2 plus 2. That's the traditional gedilim. But he said no. Once you're talking about four, and I'm talking about tchelas and lavan, it could also imply four of each. It's possible that's still within the realm of gedilim. And therefore, it's not Baal Tosef if you do that. So what is he saying? Why isn't it Baal Tosef? Because you're not doing what? You're not adding to...
In other words, you're
not adding to what?
For each one. You're using Gedilim for each, for Lavan and Tchelos. So it's not adding.
So it's still Gedilim.
It's like implied in the Pasuk.
Right. So since what I'm doing is still tolerable, right, by virtue of the lashon of gedilim, so therefore what I'm doing is still called gedilim on some level. What I'm doing is still called gedilim. Right? So until I ruin my gedilim, I mean, I go beyond gedilim. I go beyond what's called gedilim. If I alter that, that's called Baal Tosef. But since the lashon can be sovel up to four white and four lavan, four white and four tchelas, that's not Baal Tosef.
He doesn't explain why, though. He just says, as a matter of fact.
That what? Because you're going back to the drasha, saying the drasha is 2, 4. Right. That's the drasha, gedilim. So gedilim now says this is traditional 2 and 2, but it's also possible to, you know, to teach the lashon 4 and 4, white and blue.
Doesn't even mention a svara, though.
No, he's not mentioning a svara, but I think this is the svara. He's saying the svara is.
Okay, how is it in gedilim?
How
is it in the realm of Gedilim still?
It's still in the realm of Gedilim because he's saying the Lashon is only Mashma 4. So what do I know? What do I know? 4 what?
Right.
I know 4 and I know blue and white. But I don't know the permutation of 4 blue and white. So either it's 2 and 2 or 4
right.
and 4.
Right. So I'm saying he doesn't...
Why that? I don't know that.
Yeah, I'm saying there's a Svar behind there, I'm assuming.
That much.
Linguistics of reading.
Right. Forget about that. That's not our issue. Right.
That's what you're trying to figure out.
No, I'm saying that's given.
That's the only given that.
So, but that doesn't tell you why it's not Baal Tosef. He's telling you it's not Baal Tosef since it's not violative of the Lashon of Gedilim. That means you didn't do anything other than produce the Chafza of Tzitzis. Right? This is another way to produce Tzitzis. How do I know that? Because the Lashon Gedilim could be solved by this permutation.
Right, doesn't that require a Svar? That's the whole time I thought you were trying to define. That exact thing.
Why that is? I mean, why that is?
How that is? That's what I thought. That's what the whole time.
I don't know if we could. I don't know if we can. I mean, the only thing I could say there is that since what Tosis is working with is this drasha, right. He's saying since the drasha is gedilim, tchelas and lavan, I know it's not two. I know it's four. And normally it's. Yeah, I can't say more than that. I mean, other than
no,
just
I was just saying that. I thought we couldn't say more, but I thought you were saying we could. So then I was trying to figure that out, but
then I was thinking, well, I don't know if we have to say more than that, because insofar as Baal Tosef is concerned, once we have that step, right, which could perhaps require some further explanation, once you have that step, now you can understand why he holds it's not a problem Baal Tosef. Because since this is still in the gather of Gedil, it means it's in the gather of the Torah's definition of this Chafza. Right? It's within the Torah's definition of this Chafza. So if I do this, it's still the Torah could still look to this and call it gedilim, right? It's still gedilim kirin bay. But once I add more, that's it. It's not gedilim anymore. I did something else. That's Baal Tosef.
Does anyone hold that it is Baal Tosef on like Tosef?
That
Rashi. Four.
4 and 4. Well, let's see. Well, we'll see. The Baal Itur holds that you could add as many as you want.
Rashi says he can leave two and two.
It's a good question why he says that. We don't know if it's because of Baal Tosef or not. It's not clear. He just says, not ma'akev, though. It's not ma'akev, meaning make the whole thing blue, make the whole thing white. We don't know what he says about this. Not from here, anyway.
And why are multiples of Gideon, why are those a problem according to Tosfos?
What do you mean, problem? They're not a problem.
Multiples.
You need to be another one, to do another
16,
one.
16, let's say.
Oh, because Gideon only means four. Gideon, two.
Do another Gideon in that Gideon.
See, that I had that same question. I had that same question. I was discussing this with a friend of mine, Rabbi Leibowitz, Avi Leibowitz, and he wanted to say that that's exactly what Tosfos is saying. That it's not that the Torah's Lashon is not clear. I don't want to say the Torah's Lashon is not clear, but I could look to the Torah's Lashon and I could apply it in one of two ways. I know it means four, right? Because the Gemara Darshan says it means four. But how does the four play out? It plays out in one of two ways. That's it. You're right. That's what once I can't go up in multiples. So I said the same thing. Let's have another craft. Let's have another multiple of four. No, because then already everyone would agree it's beyond Gedilim. It's not four. Right. Up until this point, I could still say four. Why? Because it's okay. Exactly. It's either four within the Tcheles and Lavan, or it's four of Tcheles and four of Lavan. So since those things are both still plausible than the definition of the Chafza, that's not called Baal Tosef. Either one of those could work, right? So I could have up to 8, up to 16 Rosh Hashanah. Once I go beyond that, that's definitely not called Gedilim anymore. See, that's why I think he's this lotion of it's within the mashmos of Gedilim. He's really looking to the Torah's definition of this object.
I understand. How's the question for six, like to have more multiples?
I mean, why is it even Havmiya? No, let's say I'll still call it Gedilim. I'll make another Gedil. I'll make another...
Is Gedilim written in the Torah?
Yes.
So isn't that what you're learning out from?
What are we learning out there from there?
You're learning out four.
So good.
Four, you can use two and two. That makes sense.
Right.
Why?
But now I'm not doing two and two. I'm doing four and four.
So I'm saying, yeah, fine. Four of each one.
So let's say I'll do another four of each one. I'll do another eight.
How can you do that?
Another Gedilim.
No, I'll say it's... I'll say it's
all Gedilim in the Torah.
You say you wouldn't even say it's not Havamina. You can even.
Right, there's one Gedilim in the Torah.
Right.
You can learn Gedilim for Tcheles and Gedilim for.
Right, that's what we're saying. That's the Hezber. But you're so saying, he's saying he doesn't even see Havamina to say
right,
that.
No, there is a Havamina. If Gedilim is a number, if Gedilim is four, so I'd more Gedilim in this one Krach.
See, what the Havamina was, at least the Havamina that I had, was that you could say, listen, Tos is saying as long as you could look to this thing and say it's comprised of Gedilim, it's not a violation of Baal Tosef. It's still called Gedilim. Now, so if you have something that's not part of a Gedil because it's an odd number, then what's that thing doing there? It's nothing. Right? But if you constantly have Gedilim, so I'll say it's all Gedilim. You're saying, no, it's Pasha, that it's not that way because it means that's the Maskana. It means it's... Okay.
There's only one Gedil, one word.
Gedil, you're right. In Achamim, that's what he's saying. That's what Tosef is saying. That is, it just says it once and it means one of two things. So if you do it that way, it's Gedilim. You do it this way, it's Gedilim. Anything more is Baal Tosef. Beis Yosef is a step further. Beis Yosef says it's only going to work if you have this permutation of four and four. But if you don't, have Tcheles, you would not be able to make eight Lavan. Because what kind of Gedilim is that? That's not according to any definition of Gedilim. That's not two and two, that's not four and four. That's something else. That's four, that's eight. That's just eight. Eight's not Gedilim. You follow?
Yeah. How do you hold that if you hold it's not in a market?
If you hold it's Eina Ma'akev, that's only within Gedil. Or Gedilim.
So then if you have nothing, then right, so how's that?
According to Beis Yosef, the Tosfos would have to be more than in that case, that if you only had Lavan, you'd only be able to make up to 8 of Lavan. You'd not be able to make 16.
Right.
Because there's no reason to look to that type of Gedilim. That type of Gedilim only comes into existence when you have Tcheles. That's the four and the four. Right? But there is no Tcheles, so now you're limited. You have to look to the regular Gedil. Right? Okay. Do we want to just look at the tour again, quickly? Just to see it through? I took out a few tours. There should be at least three on the table. There might be another one. Oh, here's another one. I'm gonna read.
Yeah.
You got it? Because of Bal Itor?
Yeah.
Because of Bal Itor she'in shir l'chutin milamala im yirtze Yosef kemoshe yirtze. You put as many as you want. Put as many as you want after you get to the minimal amount. The repirish the ad shmona kfulim she'in shisha asar yachol l'hosef. Tvei lo. Put more than that, no good. The Beis Yosef. See the Beis Yosef here? V'nira midvarim elu. It's after the V'ri Piresh, the next Dibra Maskel. V'nira midvarim elu. Right before V'haramim Kasav.
I'm sorry, where?
Beis Yosef. First is V'kasav Bal Itor.
Yeah.
Then V'ri Piresh. Might be in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Then the next large paragraph after Ad Kan Lashon, he quotes the whole Arichas and Tosos there, and it says V'nir Mikdvarim Elu Shezesh Hakasav Rabbeinu B'Shem Ri Da Ad Shmona Kfulim Shehem Shisha Asa Yochel Lahosef Haynu Mitcheles V'Lovon. When we say that you can go up to 16, that's only when you have both Tcheles and Lovon. Again, that's the whole Svar of Tosos. That a normal gedilim is made up of lavan and teles, and there's an element of fourness to it, right? So now I'll take those components of lavan and teles, and I'll make a different quality of four. Shem shmona min teles v'chem lavan v'im kain hashta deleka teles. See, it's interesting. Beis Yosef assumes there's no teles. Hashta deleka teles ad arba kfulim. You can only go arba kfulim shem shmona yochol. I'm sorry. Ad arba kfulim shem shmona yochel hosif. Tvei lo. More than that, you cannot do. For Rabbeinu sasam v'mokom shayol afarish. He says that the Torah should have been a little bit more descriptive here. Should have had some further elaboration. V'afal pisha efshaloma shesov Rabbeinu dekeven debizman deikat techelas yochel hosif. Ad shmona kfulim, meaning four of each. Shem shisha asar. So he says, hey, it's true, you could learn that maybe the Torah learns differently, but he says, if you ask me, I really think the Torah holds only Lavan 8 and Tcheles 8, but if you don't have that, then you have to go with the traditional 8 strings of all Lavan. You cannot have another 8 strings of Lavan. That's not within the realm of Gedilim anymore. And that's the way the Mechaber paskins. Okay? But there is another opinion. The other opinion over here is the Bal Iter's opinion. If you take a look in the back of the Gemara for 1 second, if you look at the Mordechai, the Mordechai quotes this Shita as well. You see the Mordechai all the way at the back? See, the Mordechai is quoting, this is the first Mordechai over here in Simon Tov Tov Keflam and Test, the beginning of Hatcheles, he's quoting the Tosos Shans. He says, Tosos Shans holds that if you want to add, there's no Baal Tosos. So if you'll Yato Ba Harbe Chlitim, if you'll go, Harbe sounds like more than 16. He's not limiting it, it doesn't say anything about a number. So as you go on, as many as you want, Yoser Midinehem, 1 second, why? Lefisha Gedilim Ksiv. The mashma harbe. He doesn't say it's mashma four, and therefore you can only do either 8 or 16. He says mashma harbe. Similarly, he says the lashon tzitzis. It's also mashma lashon of riboy of harbe. The fisha gedilim ksiv. The mashma harbe. V'chein tzitzis. The mashma harbe. Ukedabino lameimel akamon. Akan lashon tosos shans. I'll take your question 1 second. But again, this seems to be the same shita that the Torah is citing here in the name of the Bal Iter, that Yochel Lahosef Tvei. It's not a problem. She'ein Shia Lachutim Amalim Yirtze Yosef Kamosh Yirtze. Many as you want.
It seems like Yosef is just openly denying the Liman of the Gemara.
So that's the question. It's hard to say that.
Well, I would agree with him.
It's hard to say that's what he means. It's hard to say he's not accepting the drasha of the Gemara. And he's accepting that the drasha is what the Gemara says it is. It's 2-4. Right? But he sounds like he's saying something more than that. Can't be arguing on the Gemara. That's, you know, it's hard to say. It's hard to say. Why would you do that?
Right.
What is Tosos Shatz?
When we say Tosos is really a series of individuals. Okay. It's not just one person. Tosos Shatz is one of the Bali Tosos.
Oh, wow.
You have Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz, Tosos Rid, Tosos like Rabbeinu David, Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, these are all Bali Tosos. Most of the Tosafot, I think, most of the Tosafot that we have printed on the side of the pages of the Gemara are generally attributed to Tosos Shatz, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Where was he, in France?
I can't tell you. I don't know.
From the name, it sounds like.
Okay, it could be. I mean, many of the Bali Tosafot were from France, so a safe bet. But I once said something like that, and a guy jumped on me and said there were Bali Tosafot in Germany, so I learned my lesson. I don't know. I say I don't know. It's irrelevant. I mean, for our purposes, it's irrelevant at the moment. I mean, it'd be interesting to know. If you find out, let me know, certainly. But for our purposes, it doesn't really matter. So what do you think he's saying? I mean, again, it appears to be the same sheet, though.
Is the Liman in Gemara, is that a Gemara's Liman, or is that one among the Omar's Liman?
No, that's a drasha that seems to be accepted. That's a drasha that's accepted. I don't think, at the end of the day, no one argues on that. Let me just read the Beis Yosef on that first on the Bal Itor. Nira Shetaimo Mida Aminon Perakat Chelos Rav Achabar Yaakov Rami Arba VeAyiflahu Miyif Rav Yirmiyah Midifti Rami Tamnaya DeEinon Shitzer Kolomar Shela Achar Shehechnisam Betalis, meaning all eight strings Koflom VeHim Shisha Asar. It winds up with 16 Rosh Hechutim. Umashmalay the taimo mishum the leis b'tosefes chutim b'val tosef. There is no b'val tosef in tosefes chutim. Why not? Af al gav the darshinam gidil shnayim. So he basically says, listen, you got to deal with this drasha. Like Hashi said, what about the drasha? So af al gav the darshinam gidil shnayim gidilim arba. Hayni lomar shelo yifchos me arba chutim. You can't go. It's a sheer lamata. Right, Tashir Lamat. You can't go. Gedila means there has to be at least four. At least four. Right, 2-4. At least four to be Gedilim. But as long as I'm going up, it's not violative of Gedilim.
So it's just my focus on how to read that Joshua.
It's hard. I don't know. It's hard.
One says it's at least. The other one's saying, no, this is the number. Whatever that focus is fine. But it's the focus on really how to read the Joshua. Everyone agrees that this Joshua exists, but how to read the Joshua is different.
I think they both agree, right? They both agree that once I violate Gedilim, then I'm involved in Baal Tosef. Right? Once I bring something to the table, to the equation, that alters my Chatzah Shel Mitzvah from being Gedilim, then I'm involved in Baal Tosef. So you're right. According to the Re, as long as I'm within the numerical permutation of Gedilim, either 2-2 or 4-4, and then Kafel, right? So it's either 4-4 and 8-8. That's still Gedilim. Because Gedilim has two different ways of playing out. According to this sheet, the Bal Itor and Tosos Shatz, Mordechai citing Tosos Shatz, it's still called Gedilim. See, he points to Lashon also. Mordechai points to that Lashon. He says that's still called Gedilim. Gedilim means harbe, it sits, it means harbe. It doesn't. What about the Gemara's drasha? So the basically also says, when the Baal Itor says you can eat as many as you want, he's not closing his eyes to the fact that the Gemara is a specific drasha saying four. Four is a shir lamata. It must be four. In order to get to the category of Gedilim, it must be four. Well, what happens when you add to it? No, adding within the same min does not detract from Gedilim. It doesn't ruin Gedilim. When does it become not Gedilim anymore? Well, when you stick something else in it, it doesn't belong. Now it's Gedilim plus something else. So it sounds like, yes, they both agree with the basic idea that altering the Chafetz Shel Mitzvah is what makes it a Baal Tosef. But the Ri holds that there's a hard and fast number. It's 16 or 8, depending upon how it works out. Anything beyond that, that is no longer Gedilim. According to this, Tosa Shantz and Bal Iter, no, Gedilim is minimal shear. As long as I'm just going up in quantity, I'm not violating the Lashon of Gedilim. When do I violate the Lashon of Gedilim? When I introduce a foreign substance. The foreign substance ruins my Chavtza. Foreign substance takes away the Gedilim. I mean, it still have Gedilim, but I have something else. That's Bal Tosef. That's a Hosafa. I had Gedilim. Why'd you go ahead and add something else? That's Bal Tosef. All right, let's read the rest of the Beis Yosef. Didarshinon Arvesh Dayim. You want to add? Gesuntahai. Vinogim was Losum Harbe Bulov. Get as many as you want. Bechen Kasim Mordechai B'tchilas Hilchas Tzitzis. B'shem Tosef Shans. V'mishem Hachi Havar Rami Rav Yirmiya Tumnaya. Afagavda Arba Asagi. Even though 4 would be enough, he did 8. He didn't have to stop at 8, according to this approach. Right? According to Tosas, he had to stop at 8. According to the Bal Iter, according to Tosas Shans, he didn't have to stop at 8. He stopped at 8 for whatever reason. Right? Vafilu tuva nami yachal osif. He could have done more. Shekim and chenitam rashus losif al ba'achutim sha'amra Torah temnaya kameo meyaka tenaya. 100 is like 8, is like 100. There's nothing magical about the number 8.
Or
16 for that matter.
32.
Right, you get the idea. But the Re would say no, it can only be 16. It can only be 16.
Up to 16. That would be the upper limit.
Well, the way Beis Yosef is learning, the Re can either hold, it has to hold, it's either 8 or 16. Well, I don't know about that, but if you don't have Tcheles, it has to be Dafka 8. If you have Tcheles, it can't be more than 16. Can I get away with something less than a full 8 of tchelas? Let's say I only had 8 lavan and I only have 6, meaning I had 3 tchelas. Would that be okay because it's still in the geder of gedilim? That I'm not sure about. You can make an argument that no, it has to be dafka gedilim because otherwise it's not gedilim. Or you could also say, no, if I have 6, it's still within the geder of gedilim. I didn't yet surpass gedilim. Right? That's what I'm saying. So that I'm not. I don't know. I don't have a good raya one way or the other. But I know you can't exceed going to the Beis Yosef's way of learning. Whether I can wind up with less within the realm of tchelas, that I don't know. But if you only have one, then you can't exceed 8 in one min, according to the Beis Yosef. But over here, no problem. Yochel Osef shekem chenitam rishos lahosef. Do what you want. Achazman bol yodi sefer itur. So after apparently he'd written this or learned the sugya first, then he got the sefer bal itur. Umatzasi shekosav ahodik ka'amar perakatachilas gabi tzitzus emo shir lemaylo. Says the bal itur dahainu lomar sheim rotzel osif mosif bein b'minyan bein ba'orach. You want to make them long down to your ankles? Gazuntah. You want to make them additional? You want to add strings? Also no problem. Now again, I just want to point out that the halacha, we don't necessarily pasken this way. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that if you go past the Dal Tutim, it's possible. And again, the Beis Yosef was writing at a time when there was no Tcheles. He said, now that we don't have Tcheles, it can only be 8 strings of Lavan and that's it. Does that mean if the Beis Yosef would have been convinced at some point that there would be Tcheles, he may have adopted the other sheet? Yeah, 4.
4 Kefulim.
4 Kefulim, yeah. Yeah, it's on. I didn't say anything to.
No,
you want to say something?
No, it's okay.
I didn't say anything too controversial. I mean, the whole Tchelis issue didn't come up during the Beis Yosef's time. It wasn't like he took a stance on the issue. It was much later, much more recent. So I'm not going to speculate what would the Beis Yosef have said if he was alive today. I don't know. There's no way of knowing that. Only Rabbi Avadia could say things like that, you know. He says, oh, Shulchan Aruch, had he seen this, he would have said X, Y, and Z. He says that very often. Because, you know, he sometimes finds himself going away from the Mechaber, but he says, oh, the Mechaber would have seen this sheet that he showed him. Right? If he would have seen the sheet, he would definitely have said like that. Okay, I mean, he's...
I'm sure Moshe would have said the opposite. According to my Svar, the Mechaber would have like this.
It could be, I'm just saying. Right. You find that he says those types of things from time to time. It is interesting that the Mishnah Berurah brings down the sheet of the Gra here, who seemed to have held that the Bal Iter was correct. That, yeah, if you want to add, it was not Bal Tosef. It's only Bal Tosef once you alter the chavtza by adding to it with a foreign substance.
We just
adding it in terms of quantity, apparently, what the Baalei are saying is, adding it in terms of quantity doesn't detract from the shame gedilim. Because once you reach gedilim, once you reach the minimal shear, I'm not detracting from the shame gedilim. When do I detract? When I begin to add foreign matter, foreign substance. Then I don't look at it as all being part of gedilim. I say, well, I got gedilim, yeah, but I got other stuff in here.
What's foreign substance?
Another min, if I would put in a different material, it didn't belong there. I'd put in canvas or some other things, I'd start tying that in there.
Is
Mishabur Machriya a certain way? And he brings down the Gra. You want to know, is he passed by the Gra that you could do like the Balak? I doubt it. I can't tell. I'll double check right now. He asked me about the Mishnah Brura, getting back to the Mishnah Brura. So the Mishnah Brura says, Mishum de Ka'ovid b'bal Tosif. Why is it possible if you go beyond 8 strings? Again, the Shulchan Aruch is assuming there's no Tcheles. So he says, you only can go up to 8 white. The Hagra b'beyura of Hiskim la'alocha l'shitas ha'itur, ha'muva b'es Yosef, shesover the imbezem Mishum b'al Tosif. When you put in another species, another min, kigon chute kanvus otzemer gafen, aval ba'osin hamin machshirin afilu chalchilu lahosif kamasharotze. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah just brings down the Gra, and they're asking me how he himself was machriya. Va'ayin barachayim shehevi. Oh, Kamagdel Rishon Shasover came Vlachin Masik Dim Asa Kvar Vyashal Saknam Yachal Lechbahem. You can go out and walk around that way. Aval Miyachi Yachal Taknam Tzarchal Saknam Ubigoreya Hachutin. If you go less than the shear that's required, Lukuliyama Pasakadit Ves Yosef. If you go less, that's definitely no good. It's hard to know what the Mishnah Berurah's own position is because he just brings down the explanation of the Shulchan Aruch and then he says, but the Gra says like this. If I had to assume, I would say he probably goes with the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. But if someone, I guess someone wants to be Samech on the Gra, I don't know why you would do this. It's not like the Gra is saying it's a heeder to do it. It's just not, potentially not Baal Tosef, but according to other shittas it is. It's not one of those things where we're going to be choshesh for the shita of the Gra. The Gra has sort of a kula. Right? It's not one of those things in Maaseh Rav that the Gra say you bring extra tzitzis in the krach. Okay, let's just introduce the Shita of the Rambam. Okay, let's maybe we'll leave a Hesber for tomorrow night, but let's just introduce the Shita of the Rambam. So the Beis Yosef, the next Beis Yosef here, brings down the Shita of the Rambam. He says like this: the Haram Kasa Perik Aleph Halacha Aleph. The Aim Lachut. Does everyone see it? I'm sorry, I'm assuming everyone has the place. Back in the Tur Yud Aleph, it's that last, the next Dibur Masechta. You have it? No, you closed it.
Here.
In the Torah, in the Beis Yosef, after he cites the Baal Yitor and the Ri, right? He says v'harambam kasav v'perek aleph halach aleph v'ein lachute ha'anaf minyan min haTorah. One second. What about the drasha in the Gemara? What does it mean the chutim don't have a shear? Right? We just got through saying two is gedil. Gedilim is four, right? But acharkach, then later on, halacha vav, he writes, ketzad osim esat tzitzis v'chule, machnas sham arba chutim, the kofim v'emsa. But then he takes for granted that there are four. So amonoshach, either there's a shear, there's no shear. If there's no shear, where'd you get four from? Right? And if the shear is four, why are you saying there's no shear?
So this seems like it holds like the shant.
Is that what? You can make as many as you want?
Yeah, it's just at least.
So let's see. The nearly, the hachi perusho, betora lonis parish, minyan chutei ha'onaf. There is no shear min haTorah. Aval midivei sofim yesh lahem minyan arba achutim kfulim kedaminim b'hatcheles. Rav Acha bar Yaakov rami arba v'ayif lehu. Rav Yirmiya dehava rami tamnaya poliga Rav Acha. The shita that put in 8 doubled 16 rosh echutim. He argues v'savar shem minyan achutim midivei sofim shmona shem shisha asar. He argues on what the rabbinic shear was. And he says, no, it's not 4 which are 8, it's 8 which are 16. Ukeshemosef ala minyan shekavu sofrim over b'al tosef. When you over b'al tosef? You over b'al tosef when you go past the shear d'rabbanan. That is to say that you're not going to be. Oh, there's no. According to the Rambam, it sounds like there's no Baal Tosef Midaraisa here. Right, you can't be over the Isra Baal Tosef Midaraisa because there's no Shir Midaraisa. Oh, but there's a Shir Midarabanan. So you'll be over the Isra Baal Tosef Midarabanan. Sounds like the Rambam is taking a stance on that and saying it's four, which are eight. Lamarka de Islay, Lamarka de Islay. What's the Shir? Well, it depends. If you hold it's four, which are eight, then that's the Shir. If you hold it's eight, which are 16, that's the Shir.
But there's never a Baal Tosef.
Minatorah. That's what he's holding, right?
Can you
have
an Isser
Doraisa
by adding
onto a Darabonon?
So that's
a Baal Tosef. Over Baal Tosef. Sofer. You mean I add on to a rabbinic mitzvah? Am I going to be in violation of an Isser Doraisa? It's hard to say, no? Maybe when I violate the Darabonon, maybe I'm in violation of Lo Sasser. You can tell me I'm over an Isser Doraisa on a mitzvah that's not Minat Torah? I don't know. I'd have to look into Baal Tosef, but at first glance, I would say it's difficult to say that. He says, he fears Isser. V'ha ikat sitzis, the ikara midivrei Torah, u'peirusha midivrei sofrim. V'yesh bo lahosif, im hosif gareya. V'anan kaimon kirav achar b'yakav. We hold like that shita that says the four kfulim. Im king kol shehito yoser me'arba chutim over b'baal Tosef. I can't imagine he means the raisa. Ubenimuke Yosef kalsav sheish over m'sheminyan chutim shir yesh lahem bein lamayla bein lamata v'yu achutim achar shenikfulu lamu beis chutim. They have to be 32. V'yesh labal yakabola b'zeh iin godol v'omok akal nishonim. Yes, such a thing? Because the Muki Yosef brings down that there are those who say there is a shear. What's the shear? Yesh lohem bein lamayla bein lamata. V'yiyu achutim achar shenikpulu lamed beis. V'yesh labal yakabalo b'zeh iyin gadol v'omok. What do you think he means? I think he doesn't mean in one krach. I think he means altogether. Right? 8 times 4, 32. But there's a reason to have 32 strings sach hakol. Not 32 in one krach. The kevan the kohani ravosa pligi al habal iter. Since these shitas all seem to argue on bal iter, meaning in the Muki Yosef holds that there's a limit. Ve'ein lahosif al ba'achutim kfulim shem shmona. Rabbeinu Hagadol, Maria Bahu zal v'siman yud beis diktek midivir ram shakasav hat chilas enam akin. He gets into a different issue here. Became the Kohani Rasa plig al bal iter kavasayu naktinan ve'ein lahosiv al bal chutin kfulim shem shmona, and that's ultimately the way the Mechaber passes. Since the bal iter is a das yachid, as it were, therefore we, meaning the tour, Beis Yosef Shulchan Aruch, assume that we don't follow that shita. Except the Gra went out on a limb and said if you did that it's okay. The svar of the bal iter is a good svar.
So what? Like
doesn't sound like he holds lechachila. No, I don't think he would say lechachila. Right. What's the mile to go in lechachila?
Right. Wait, would it be the same thing?
According to anybody, no one really holds you that there's any real mile in making more.
They mentioned
a ravos.
Right.
Over there, there was a minig to do it. There's no minig to do it over here. They just want to show that it was similar in so far as it's not vile to the Baal Tosef. I think even Adi Yom Hazeh, I think people have that meaning today, that Yad HaRavos.
I thought it was always the opposite. I always heard that only Hadass could have Ravos, you're not supposed to, because Ravos are like, represent bad or something like that. You ever know that?
No. They represent bad?
Yeah, they represent, like, not bad, that's putting in quotes. Like, it has to do with Avei Ravos or something like that? Not because of
Ravos. There's two things they say about the meaning, right? The different meaning are shaped like different organs of the body.
More beautiful.
Hadass are like the eyes, the Ravos are like the lips. The Shedra is like, I mean, the Lulav is like the Shedra, the spine. The Esek is like the heart. And the other thing is they talk about the fact that it's representative of all different types of people. Esek has good smell. This is brought down in Chazal.
Oh, okay.
I'm making it up.
Right,
Esek has a good smell, and I guess supposedly good taste. One of them has a good smell, but not a good taste. The other one has... Neither. So I don't know, is that what you mean?
I heard something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. The minute goes by their own, so that's all I could tell.
I know, I just see people do hadasim today.
They add hadasim?
Yeah.
In the lulav?
Like, I know for sure Chabad. Doesn't Chabad?
I don't know.
I thought they had hadasim.
I thought they had arugas.
Really?
I thought that people would do it.
I thought it was opposite. I always saw hadasim. I never saw arugas. I always saw hadasim.
Really? Hadassim, they don't go bad. They last a lot longer. Rovs will usually get dried out. So, I mean, the minute that people change them all the time, but I think there's also some ed, no?
I always heard adding hadassim.
I don't know. All right, well, we'll check. But anyway, I'd like to try to work through this Rambam tomorrow. What exactly is going on here? All right, what exactly is the Rambam saying? Okay, there's no Shir Min HaTorah. There's a Shir, there's four. How does that work? Maybe we'll talk a little bit about the Baal Tosef, and then we'll start getting into the Tchelos. I don't know if we'll get to that tomorrow, but maybe next time we'll get into the Rambam's formulation of the Tchelos within the Krach, which is different than Rashi and Tosos. Okay? Okay, I'd kind of stop here.
Okay, question.
Yeah, let's just check quickly the Tzitzis. Can we just check the Tzitzis?
It'll be every evening.
Just give me another Chelik Vav, please.
Same time every
8:30 to 10. I don't think there's going to be a Marav Minyan
Monday
like
that. Monday through Thursday.
Monday through Wednesday.
Not Thursday.
No, Thursday, Rabbi Dr. Kapel gets the Shir. Let me just make reference to the Mechaber over here in Tuf Reish Nun Aleph. Mechaber says, this is in Yud Gimel, if you're missing one of the Minim, that's it. You can't supplement it with something else. You can't say, well, I have a Luv and Esrog and Hadassim, no Aravos, so I'll stick in, I don't know, daisies. You can't do that. That's not taking the Dal Minim. Similarly, lo Yosef min echad al dal haminim mishem bal tosef. You have all four. Don't be taking a fifth one. That's bal tosef. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Nin Ches. Lo Yosef min echer. Ayn beis Yosef. The daito afilum eno mechavin behedju l'shem mitzvos lulav. Gam kein oser. Even if you're not mechavin for the mitzvah. Now, I don't know about Noi, but even if you're not mechavin specifically that it's for the purpose of the mitzvah, you're still going to be in trouble. Specifically, Mishnah now mentioned that Rava. There's no specific shear, just says Arve. What's the matter? No, but you. Right? Well, it's okay. V'hai the kaimon de ba'inon shtei aravos mishum dechsev arve nachal hainu de ba'ochi sogi de mir arve shtayim. You need at least two. Aval tvei gam kin chapir domin. This is like the ba'al ita shita by tzitzis. V'hu adin ba'hodos dechsev anaf eitz avos gam kin yochel lehosev kama sheyirtze. But I don't know, I never saw that done practically. You tell me that people do it. Could very well be. From Tosfos and other places, that they mentioned that it was specifically Arava. They would add extra Aravas.
I thought Briskus did Hadassah.
They add Hadassah?
Yeah, you ever heard that?
Every day?
No. In general, you just have a bunch. Besides the two or the four, whatever it is, they add like 15.
No. I never heard that. It doesn't mean anything. I don't know. Just because I never heard it. The Bir Halacha says, V'hamadakhtik in v'chul al-beiz Aravas al-gim al-hadassos. Hadassim, he made beza rovus who efshar kedei lotzei tas harambam shemitchil hayadai to leser b'zeh. Ala hadassim gam hu moda bar leater kemavur behadjim edvarav. De bestomu hu lenoi v'ratam al pisar v'ayin l'lavosh. Upashit, the heichi sheyish lo k'tsas safek al eze bad shal hadass harava. Let's say he's not sure if one of them is good. O shiroh shaleim rakim. Or he sees that they're getting to, they're wilting. V'alulun lipol. Ma'od aleihem ubaofen zeh poshet the yochalosif kama shiirtze vein lamedakdek ledakdek bezeh. If you see something going wrong with your hadas merovus and you want to add just to be sure that you have good ones, that's not a problem. He says even for medakdek not to be worried about. But the lashon of the mechaber is that the medakdek should not add. Should not add. I don't know if you find anything to the contrary. I would like to hear that specific idea of adding from the outset.
What about sukkah? You need walls. You need
tach. Right.
You don't need
paper chains. That's Noisoka. You ask me why there's no Baal Tosef over there?
Yeah.
It's different. That's not a chefza like one
thing. It's not the walls.
Right. You're asking me a different question. You're asking me when.
And is that Noisoka? I thought Noisoka was something else. I forgot what it was. Halachically. I thought it was a halachic thing.
Decorations. No, I don't think so.
And would it have to also be a problem if you don't put strip chains on the ceiling of the house?
Yeah.
No, it makes sense.
If it's decorative, if it's a person of decoration, what do you mean? It's not. It's true. Teishu came to do. You should try to make it as nice as possible. You try to make it as nice as possible.
Picture,
it's not a chisaron, and no one's going to say you're doing something wrong. You don't bring your garbage out. That's a bizayon to the sukkah. You don't bring out the cooking pots. That's a bizayon. Someone's going to say you strung up cranberries. That's a bizayon to the sukkah. It's outdoor living. People use those type of decorations. Outdoor living. I don't think anyone's going to. I never heard anyone raise that concern.
Really?
Never heard that.
So I've been bothered by this like 15 years.
But people say that? You've heard anyone agree with you? That's a problem?
I don't hear it.
It's a noi. It's a type of decoration. You want to say that noi is subject to degree? That's true. If a person makes a nicer decoration, it's greater noi. But I don't think a guy puts a lower level noi sukkah, it's a chisar in the whole sukkah. So then listen, when your kids come home with decorations, you tell them, no, I don't think this is bekavadik for the sukkah. I only want chandeliers and pictures of the gedolim. No paper chains, no cranberries. Let me know how that goes over.